Previously on Algoa FM.
At Algoa Country, it's time for Mythbusters, and tonight we're joined by one of South Africa's most celebrated cultural voices. So, he is a world-renowned choreographer whose artistry brought to life the battle scenes and the movement direction in the acclaimed drama series Shaka Ilembe. And with roots in the Eastern Cape and a career that's elevated African narratives on global stages, we're excited to have him here. Tonight on Mythbusters, he's turned movement, heritage, into powerful storytelling. And he is here today. Welcome to the show, Gregory Maqoma. Hello, Gregory.
Hello, and thank you for having me, and good evening as well to the listeners.
Oh, hello, Gregory. Listen, we are so honored to have you here on the show. I mean, firstly, where are you right now?
I'm at home for a change. I'm in Midvale. That's nice. Where I'm staying at the moment.
Oh, nice. At least you're getting some downtime at home, eh?
Yes, some downtime, but not really downtime because we are busy with season 3 of Shaka Ilembe.
Oh, you're busy with season 3.
That's where we're at in the moment, yeah.
Wow.
Immediately when season 2 wrapped, we were already on set, preparing and shooting.
Wow. Listen, Algoa Country, we are chatting to someone who's done some incredible things on international stages as well. I mean, Gregory, I kind of want to go into the myths, right? Because a lot of people say that African stories, they don't translate well for international audiences. Would you say that this is true?
I would say that is the biggest myth, because this is something that I've been fighting for 30 years, over 30 years of my career in dance.
Wow.
And the reason I am still probably the toast of the world is because we tell authentic stories.
Yes.
And those stories, people are eager to learn about them because we'll tell them with such passion, with such panache and style. So the way we craft the stories, it is done in such a profound and artistic way that they go down so well in Europe. In fact, if our artistic works were listed on the JSE, will probably be South Africa's economy will be on the high. I tell you,
wow.
We are in demand. Yeah.
Yo, we are in demand. Wow. And you know what? As a South African, we don't always think that what we do, or even just as an African storyteller, we don't always think that what we have is in demand specifically in the rest of the world, because we're not a first world country, right? And when someone thinks African choreography, they just think, oh, it's probably just traditional dance styles. You know, is it true that African choreography is actually only traditional dancing?
It is not. Mm. It is not only traditional dancing. You know, and there's a difference, because traditional dancing happens in a setting within a, you know, a traditional customary event or a form that is meant to celebrate something or to honor something or to ask for something. You know, it is not really a stage that is set out for people to come and view it with a Eurocentric eye.
Yeah.
It is for us as the people in this country to connect with each other, to connect with our ancestral lineage and heritage. And then the other side of it, the contemporary African dance, which then looks at all of these things, of all of this heritage, everything that we already have, and brings in a twist and crafts it in a way that then it can go onto stages for people to enjoy. Even those who don't understand our culture and tradition, they can then have accessibility to those stories in a way that they carry in themselves the traditions that we know of.
Wow. Algoa Country, if you just joined, we're chatting to world-renowned choreographer Gregory Makoma. Now, Gregory, people will also say that African history is then too niche to compete on global stages. But, I mean, from what you're saying now, you're saying that, you know, they want, the global stages want to see what Africans have to say in terms of our storytelling.
Absolutely. And I think, we need to move away from that Africa is, you know, a continent that will only talk of its demise. We are a rich continent. We come also from royalty, you know. And when I see how Europeans talk about their royalties, how they bring them onto big screens, it is in such a way that so much money is poured into it.
Yeah.
Vice in terms of art, we have to struggle all the time to bring that into the forefront. So the struggle is not the shortage of stories. The struggle is a financial backing that allows us to do it at a very higher scale,
yes,
like those other productions are able to pull.
Yes, yes. So we need the finances. So who can help us with that? Is it maybe the government?
Partly the government, but there's also now the private sector, there's international funding agencies as well that needs to tap into our stories, because I will say to you, we have such a rich tapestry of stories and we have not yet started to really utilize all of that knowledge in order for us to create the new Hollywood.
Wow. Now,
the new Hollywood is in Africa, because we are not short of stories. We have plenty of stories and we have plenty of talent that lives in this continent that can tell and make those stories come to life. And I think if we take Shaka Ilembe, for instance, it's a great example. The cinematography, the costuming, the direction, all of that speaks to a world-class production.
Wow. Algoa Country, he's a world-renowned choreographer, currently busy with season 3 of Shaka Ilembe. I mean, how is the shoot going? When can we expect it to come out? Because we're excited now.
Well, you know, that's something that is not on my control, but
yeah.
I can tell you something, that we are elevating, like we've done it season 2.
Wow.
We're always looking for new ways of telling the story, but also being incredibly sensitive to the nuances of this story. And I think that's where Shaka Ilembe gets it right. You know, it's working with historians, it's working with the people who know the story so well. It's really getting right, getting every element of it right. I mean, I can tell you, don't just go on set and shoot.
Mm.
We elaborate, we talk, we discuss, we agree, we disagree. There's a lot that goes into even just 30 seconds that the viewers at home are seeing. There's a lot of preparation for that.
Wow. Gregory Makoma saying that we are not short of stories, and we are also not short of talent here in Africa, Gregory, I'd love to know where we can keep up with you.
Well, I'm on Instagram, Gregory Makoma. I'm also on Facebook, and Gregory Vuyani Makoma on Facebook. But we have a website as well, GregoryMakomaIndustries.com.
All right. There you heard it, Algoa Country. You can check him out on socials at Gregory Makoma. Otherwise, the website, Gregory Makoma Industries. Gregory, it's been a pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Your digital library experience. Podcasts from algoafm.co.za.